Hi, this is Pastor Pete Lewitt, Baptist Church in Shetland. For all those who I see most weeks and do life with on this beautiful island, good morning to you. And if you're new to this site and just listening in, then good morning to you on this Mothering Sunday. This is a very different to how we usually do church, but I guess this is the next best thing. You know, I'm really encouraged, as many of you have downloaded apps like Zoom and WhatsApp and Facebook and other media links which enables us to carry on midweek with house groups and studies and have a bit of fun with that too. I don't know about you, but I certainly don't think that we could see this one coming, this virus causing so much hassle and panic and fear. It's affected every area of life, both here and also in other nations, towns and islands around the globe. Talking about viruses, next week we're going to be looking at the virus of fear and panic, living with shaky foundations, and the importance of knowing God's vaccine, which is really knowing Jesus Christ as Lord. But this week, hey, it's Mother's Day, or it's Ladies' Day. A big thank you to all your mums, to all the grandmothers, and to all those single ladies who are often seen as a motherly figure. Great examples in mentoring other women. Just to let you know this morning that you're very loved and very much appreciated. Just before we look at a word of encouragement this morning, there's two songs following just now, and they both speak about a God who is very loving towards us. He's the expert at fixing broken lives, bringing peace into our life in the middle of our storms, the one who's committed to us, the one who never stops working with us. And so wherever we are this morning, it's just an opportunity to praise him with these two songs, because there's no one like him. He's the great I Am. He's the one who is the same yesterday, today and forever. His power never changes, his grace never changes, and his love never changes.
We will fill up this place with your praise. There is none like you. There is none like you, my friend. You are mercy and beauty and grace. There is none like you. There is none like you, my friend. Though just no one like you.
choose the humble and raise them high. You choose the weak and make them strong. You heal our brokenness inside and give us life. The same love that set the captives free, the same love that opened eyes to see, is calling us all by name. You are calling us all by name. The same God that spread the heavens wide, the same God that was crucified, is calling us all by name.
Not too long ago, I heard a tale of a mother who was 102 years old and was asked if she had got any worries. And she said, "No, not now, I've got my oldest son into an old people's home." See, mums never stop worrying, never stop being concerned about the children. But it can also be the other way around, as we often get concerned about our parents. Last week, I heard Ruth telling her mum off, and she said these words: "Will you please, Mum, stop travelling on the bus? Stop going shopping into town when you should be at home in isolation?" And the answer was, I'm fine. I don't know what all this fuss is about with this virus. We've gone through a lot worse than this over the years. And I'm kind of listening to this conversation between Ruth and her mum, and it got me thinking about my mum. My mum's a very loving mum. Looking back over the years, she always gave her best for us. Many times she made sacrifices to make sure that me and my other three siblings never went without. She would work in the fields pulling peas and potatoes and sprouts. This was on top of working another job, just so that we as a family were looked after and we could go on holiday. But looking back at a certain time when I was growing up, I remember Mum had two jobs. She looked after four children, she kept the house in order, she paid the bills in the morgue, and she looked after Dad when he had his first major heart attack. You ladies are quite tough. You're resilient, you're protective, and yet you're loving and caring and tender. And knowing you mums, knowing you ladies, there are times when you've done extreme things to show your love. Just over the past few weeks and months, there's been different groups happening during the week, and I've been going to the men's meeting, and we've just been looking at the life of Moses. Wow, talk about a journey with God. Goodness me. Pretty mind-blowing stuff, just looking at his life. And one of the things that really spoke to me was Moses' mum, Jochebed. She was some lady. See, Moses was born under a death threat. And Jochebed's love was quite extravagant. And she took a risk in defying Pharaoh and the law that he had made. And so she weaned Moses as long as she could before making a little watertight basket and then releasing him into the river Nile. Now, I'm sure that she knew where Pharaoh's daughter came to bathe, and so she put her son in the right place at the right time, just in the middle of the reeds. And maybe her and Moses' sister Miriam praying that this plan were God's plan. And as Pharaoh's daughter and her servants saw and opened up the basket, yeah, you see, she knew her father's rule that this baby should have been drowned. But something in her heart and that motherly instinct just kicked in, and so she decided to care for him and raise him as her own. It's quite amazing, really, when God's in things. Of even looking at this story of what happened next to this baby, as it's restored to his mother's arms and she's paid to look after and feed him. See, faith in God leads us to do things that seem a bit risky. A bit like Miriam going to approach Pharaoh's daughter. And even Pharaoh's daughter going against her father to care and love for this little baby. You see, love is a powerful thing. And it seems like there are times when it overwhelms us and we do things over and beyond what's expected of us. It reminds me of the ultimate love of God himself. We read that famous verse in John 3:16 where it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever should believe in him will not perish but have everlasting life." But in this verse, we will find here that the Apostle John, he stresses these words, "For God so loved." He didn't just love, but he so loved. And his extravagant love is stronger than death. It's constant like a waterfall towards us. It never ends. And even though Jochebed's love for a child was strong and intense, it's nowhere near God showing his love through the power of the cross of Jesus for a very sad and a broken world. You see, Jochebed took the biggest love of her own down to the river and gave her child away, yet watching and waiting and praying all the time for him to be received. You see, Pharaoh's daughter, when she received this baby, it was as though new life had begun in her. She found a new love had risen within her heart. And so this whole episode is a reflection of the love that God has for us, in that Christ has given himself to us and God watches and waits for us to respond in receiving his Son. For God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself. And this next song speaks about the power of his love. And may this love be a reality in your life as you trust in Jesus today. Thank you. ladies, married, single, mums, grandmums, mother-in-laws, have a great day today. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you his peace. There's more information, by the way, on our website as to what's happening from week to week. Don't forget to go on our church Facebook page too, as that has some info on it as well. There's the pastor's blog. There's a new page coming up called Encounters. So it's got all the relevant info that you'll need. Don't forget to tune in next week at 11 a.m. And from then on too, we'll be doing a live stream meetings. So for access, please visit our website. God bless you. Take care.